Hey mama, welcome back to another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. Today we are going to be going over my budgeting method, the method that has changed my financial game forever. It is the reason that my family and I have been able to achieve so much on one budget, like paying off debt, you know, buying houses, renovating those houses, going on vacation, saving for the future, and so much more, right? The things that we really enjoy and the things that we like to do, right? So the reason that we've been able to do so much is because this method makes sticking to your budget easy by eliminating tracking, the one thing that nobody wants to do or has time for, the thing that we end up forgetting and we give up on the budget, or at least give up on tracking, which then leads to giving up on the budget, right? It's the main reason that you can't stick to your budget. It's not fun. It's a pain. So why not find a way to get rid of the tracking? This method also gives every dollar a job quickly, easily, and without worry of it being used in those, or on those, you know, in the moment splurges, is what I'm trying to come up with. So in light of the decent weather that we are finally getting, I'm so excited for. However, it is extremely windy outside. So if you hear lots of wind, that would be why. But let's go grab that stroller, plug in those headphones, and let's get to it. Do you find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to save money and live on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by not sticking to your budget? Are you ready for financial freedom? Then you, mama, are in the right place. Welcome to the One Income Family Podcast, where you will learn what it looks like to budget on one income, how to partner with God in your finances, how to budget in a way that's easy to stick to, and how to cut costs and save money, all so that you can start building wealth. It is my mission to equip you with these tools so that you can live in abundance regardless of the amount in your account. Hey, I'm Molly, a budget coach for stay-at-home moms, and I know what it's like to struggle on one income. I've lived paycheck to paycheck, relied on being frugal, and failed many budgets until I learned how to budget without tracking. This has allowed my family to pay off debt and build wealth all on one income. So, if you are ready for financial freedom, then go grab that stroller, plug in those headphones, and let's get to it. I know what it's like to not be able to stick to your budget. The frustration, the disappointment, the feelings that you are a complete failure, the shame that encompasses you because you think you should be able to do this on your own. And when you fail yet again to stick to your budget, it is crushing. You want to give up on the budget, to throw it out the window. You want to go back to when you had more money and budgeting was easy, when you didn't have to wonder if you had the money or not. Mama, that dream can come true. You can live on one income and have a budget that you can stick to. You don't need a fancy app. You don't have to give up your time tracking every little transaction or filling out the budget yet again. On a budget checkup, I will show you how to set up a budget on one income. Let's make sticking to your budget easy. Go book your budget checkup at calendly.com/MollyBennell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L. But if you have any questions on what a budget checkup is or how it will work for you, please go and grab a free clarity call. It's at the same link, calendly.com/MollyBennell. And see if a budget checkup is what you have been looking for. Alrighty, so I want to start this episode out by talking about the way I used to budget. And I know I've talked about it before, it's probably like a broken record by now. But I really used to budget just simply by taking out the most important things that needed to be paid first. And I thought that was a budget, right? I thought that, well, just by covering my basics and making sure that everything was paid for, I didn't have to worry about, you know, not having food for groceries and all that kind of stuff. And then what was left over, we just could do with whatever we wanted with, right? And that way, it was easy to do because there wasn't a lot of thought in it. But there was no like being able to set goals and achieve those financial goals. There was no way of actually, you know, making a difference with my finances because it was mostly just all about me and selfish desires, right? I know that in this time, I got really frustrated with my husband because he just wanted to go out and buy things willy-nilly. And I'm like, dude, we don't have the money for that. He likes to buy food, which by now you probably already know this, but he really likes to eat out when he's working instead of taking food with him, which I don't understand because I hate eating out. It just, the thought of it, when I have to do it, I'm like, can I find something healthy, please? But he likes to do it. And so I knew we had to work it into the budget. But during this time, our budget, one, it was extremely tight. And two, it just the way I went through and did things didn't really give me the freedom to be able to set it up for success. Like, it wasn't the way you wanted to live long term. It got me through that time period. But it wasn't anything that really, you know, made a difference and was allowed me to grant my needs, my wants, and my wishes. My needs got met. My wants in the moment got met. And then there was no wishes, no saving up for anything. Not even if it was like saving up for something like paying for the car registration, right? And that's something that you have to save up for. My thought at the time, how I paid for that, those yearly things, was through the income taxes, right? Like once that came in, then I'm like, okay, this will be saved and I'll just stretch it out throughout the entire year and use it when we need to. And otherwise, it'll just sit there and save money. There was no direction with my thoughts, with my managing of my money. And it really took us nowhere. And so when I kind of went through a system of where I started with this type of system, and then I went into a budgeting with like percentages, and I just couldn't keep track of that. And you had to be able to keep track of that. So essentially, this was like a cash envelope system, a digital cash envelope system, where when you're income came in, you had percentages attached to each one, like each account. And when that income came in, that percentage would be transferred into those accounts, right? It was a great idea. It was awesome. It was getting me to save money, but I couldn't figure out how to track it. And a lot of the point for being able to do that was to be able to save up for things. So like there was a car fund and that included gas and registration and saving up for tires and all that kind of stuff, like car maintenance, oil. If something happened to the vehicle, that's where you saved up for it, which is all fine and dandy when you have more than $2,000 a month coming in, right? Because what we ended up doing was spending all of that money, even what was supposed to be saving in that account, on gas. And the same was said for all the other accounts. Like one part of that all-encompassing category would end up taking over everything else, and no money actually ended up getting saved. And so I'm like, I can't figure this out. I can't figure out how to track this, how to keep up on this. And so when I finally figured out how to mix together like a monthly a monthly budget with what I call a paycheck plan, it just changed everything. I no longer needed to track my finances to stay on budget, which as I'm like working on this and like trying to get the system created so that I can share it with you guys, because this was at the beginning of the switching to this new direction, right? Because before it was mom's partnering with God, and now it's the one income family. And when I switched over, I was trying to figure out, like, how did I budget? How did everything work? How can I share this with you? It literally took an entire year to get this episode that I'm sharing with you figured out, because it's so easy and second nature to me that I couldn't figure out how to share it with you and actually help you understand what it was that I was trying to say, right? And so when I finally figured out what it is that I actually do and I could put names to pieces, it was just, oh, it felt so good. And it has changed my budgeting game for the better. It's changed it forever. I don't think I will ever go back to a basic budgeting style. And so before I just continue to ramble, I'm going to go into what this actually consists of. So what it is a paycheck plan. So a paycheck plan, instead of like pre-budgeting your budget, which we do when you come and work with me, we do a monthly budget overview so that we can have like recurring things and we don't have to constantly be looking at it, right? But then you set up a paycheck plan, and this is what like changes everything. So part of me before, when I was doing that percentage-based budgeting, I'm like, well, if I have extra income coming in, it covered the extra income. Maybe it's when I stopped doing the percentages and I was trying to figure out, you know, I'm not really sure where this came from. But I do remember struggling, not knowing how to track things, for one, and for two, not knowing how I was going to be able to really know what to do with like the leftover income that came in. Like, it just sat in this little spot on the budget and I couldn't figure out how to move it around or do anything with it when I did like a basic budget where I pre-budgeted everything, right? Because that's what an actual budget is. You take the money that you think you're going to get and you put it out in every location of where you think it should go. And then when you actually get that income in, and if it's more than what you budgeted, what are you supposed to do with that leftover income, right? Like, that just drove me nuts. So instead of wasting my time, because that's what it felt like, sitting down and creating a pre-plan of the money that I thought I was going to get, I would wait until that money came in. And I would create a budget or a paycheck plan based off of the actual amount that came out. And so by doing this, I was able to give every single dollar a job. I was able to eliminate the tracking that goes with actually budgeting, because I didn't need to worry about how much was actually being able to go into that category, right? Which that kind of goes into the next thing that I'm going to talk about. It'll make a little more sense when I get there. But the reoccurring paycheck plan, it allowed me to be able to know where my money needed to go and not have money sitting there without a job. And that's what's really important, because if you give every dollar a job, then you're going to be able to save. And it's not just going to be money sitting there in your account without something that it's supposed to be doing, right? And so I've even went, like, I use my monthly budget and I create a reoccurring paycheck plan that, you know, it allows for automatic transfers. It makes life simpler on me, because then I don't have to worry about every paycheck going in and transferring the money that I need. All I have to do is sit down, look at the amount that came in, look at everything that's already been transferred, and then figure out what to do with that leftover money, which isn't really leftover, but it's the amount that wasn't budgeted in the monthly overview, the monthly budget overview, right? And so that changed my budgeting system forever. That paired with a digital cash envelope system. So this is where, you know, you have multiple accounts, because the old-fashioned way of doing it is you'd have multiple envelopes that you'd stuff your cash in, right? Well, I don't really like to do that. I live out in the country, and going in and getting cash when we get paid is just not feasible for me, right? Plus, I don't really like to carry cash around. I've never been that kind of person. So what I did was I created a digital cash envelope system where not every category, but every account has its own category, essentially, and then little categories go into it. So sometimes there are times that I have to track things, like in my savings accounts. I don't want 50,000 different savings accounts for those savings buckets or sinking funds that I have, right? So I do have to track that, but that's like a once a month maybe kind of thing compared to the daily expenses that you maybe rack up with all of your lifestyle needs and wants kind of thing, right? The savings buckets, the sinking funds, those are only going to come out when it's time to use it. It's not a constant thing. So you're not having to worry about the tracking. It's a whole lot easier. It's a lot easier of a game, right? So there is still a little bit of tracking, but it's not to the extent where it's overwhelming. And if you miss something, then you're going to stress out. There's a lot more flexibility in it, and it's a lot less stressful. And I love it. I love that the digital cash envelope, it eliminates the tracking even more, right? Because like I said, you don't have to go in and track every expense. Why? Because you have you can get on your app, your banking app, and look at what is in that account. And if it's something, like for instance, I can do that in my spending account, my husband's spending account, I can do that in the gas account, because whatever is left over only can go towards those accounts, and those are the areas that we tend to overspend on, right? So I don't have to worry about when it's going into the savings. It's usually just the lifestyle accounts. So like my husband and I both have our own spending accounts. Then we have a gas account, and we have a family account, and that's usually where the eating out and food money goes for groceries. And it has been a game changer. Yes, there have been times that I've tweaked things along the way, like which categories go into which checking account, right? But it still, in the long run, has really just made me be able to set financial goals, to be able to achieve those financial goals. Yeah, I get down when things in life happen and I can't put that money towards those goals, right? That's normal. That's life. That's what's going to happen. But by setting up this system, it allows me to be able to budget on one income, stick to that budget, and have freedom to not be so stuck to the budget that I can't do anything else. And that's what I want for you. I want you to not be frustrated about your budget anymore. I want you to stop feeling disappointed just because you may have accidentally not been able to stick to your budget. And I know I say accidentally, but I want you to know that not sticking to your budget is life, because there are so many plans out there. There are so many things that we would like to do and we'd like to be able to stick to. But if you think of it in a matter of like when you create a plan and you go on vacation, does that plan work out the way that you would like it to all the time? No, it doesn't. Does that mean that you're bad at going on vacations? No, it doesn't. It just means that things didn't go as planned. Life came up. Things happened that you didn't expect, and you had to learn to adapt. And that's exactly why I don't like doing like an actual pre-budget. I like to do the paycheck plan, because I'm not dealing with what ifs. I'm dealing with what I actually have. I'm dealing with where I want my money to go right now. I'm not having to guess about whether I should put something somewhere or I shouldn't. Like, what if I don't have the money to cover that? What if this is like way off the wall kind of thing instead of just something that I can actually get to, right? And that is why I like the paycheck plan over an actual budget. And mixing it with that cash envelope system just makes it so much better because it's less hands-on. I don't have to really be focused on it. And then if something does happen, then I can just quickly and easily transfer some money if I have to. But you have to set boundaries. You have to not be that person who, oh, I really want this. Well, that gives me a reason to transfer it from my bills account, right? And then I have to worry about the bills being paid. No, you have to do it with some like sense of knowing whether or not that is the right thing to do and not just giving in to temptation in the moment, right? If you don't have money in your spending account, then you probably shouldn't get it because spending is a want. It's not a need, right? And then also, like I said on previous episodes, if you have that money set aside to be able to handle those life situations, then it makes it so much less stressful. And with having this paycheck plan and with having the cash envelope system, it's a lot easier to see all of your buckets, to see all of the savings that you have, where it goes, when you should use it. If you have used it, where does it go? I think I already said that. But you get what I'm saying. Like, it just makes it so much easier to see everything in separate accounts rather than seeing everything in one big lump sum and then just going, oh, I've got the money. Look, there's a whole $3,000 in my account. I can get the thing that I want, but it might actually affect something that you have. And that's why you have to track your money. But when you separate it into different accounts, especially your spending accounts, then it makes it so much easier because we prefer to just look at our app to see if that money is there or not. If it's there, we buy it. If it's not there, we don't buy it kind of thing, right? This gives us that, like, essentially, if you had the cash in your hand, if you have the cash in that envelope, you use it. If you don't have the cash in that envelope, well, guess you're going to have to wait till next paycheck, right? And that is why I love this paycheck system so much better than an actual physical budget. Yes, I still have an overview, a budget overview that I use for the entire year, but it's so that I'm able to set up like how much money needs to go in each category. Like when we get a new bill, I can add it in there and quickly and easily update my paycheck plan. If we get something that needs to be added into a new category, I can know where it needs to go kind of thing. I can update the paycheck plan so much easier and not have to stress over whether I have to redo this entire thing. It just having a little piece of an actual budget of your base income so that you know that if you get extra money, you're not living off of that extra money. You're living off of what you know you will get, not what you hope you will get, right? Because there's a big difference there. And I really feel like a broken record, but I really, 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 really enjoy this system. It has made my life so much easier. It's made me not have to worry about having a ledger and whether or not I have money flowing in and money flowing out. I can just see it. I can see it by looking in my account. I can take steps out of what I have to do to budget. It makes life so much easier. And like I said, I have set up automatic transfers. And so I have a recurring paycheck plan that's sitting in my bank account that when that money comes in the next day, it gets transferred into the accounts that it needs to go into. And I don't have to worry about anything but the leftovers. So when I'm sitting down, I'm not sitting down worrying about the entire paycheck. I'm sitting down worrying about the leftovers and where it needs to be allocated to finish my paycheck plan, to create a zero-based budget with what I actually have, not what I wish I had or what I think I'm going to get. It just makes life so much easier. This is what you will learn when you decide to work with me. This is the system that I will teach you because this is the system that eliminates the tracking and makes sticking to your budget so much easier. So go grab a budget checkup and let's make budgeting easy for you. Go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell and book your call today. But if you have any questions on what a budget checkup is or how it will work for you, then please grab a free clarity call at the same link. That's CALENDLY.com/MollyWithAY, B as in boy, ENELL, and see if a budget checkup is what you have been looking for. All right, Mama. So with that being said, I pray that today's episode has really inspired you and really helps you to take action to create that paycheck plan, because it's so much easier to create a cash envelope system on your computer, or digital cash envelope system is what I'm trying to say, and just really take it and run with it. Allow yourself to figure out how to do this, or, you know, make it easier on yourself and come to me and I'll help you set this up, right? But this is what is going to make so much of a difference in your life on one income, because again, you don't have to worry about the tracking. And that is the thing that kills us all. That is the thing that we struggle with, especially when we are stay-at-home moms and we are trying to do the dishes and take care of the sick kids, because that's what I've got going on right now. There are kids screaming in the background, just woke up from a nap. I'm struggling to get this episode out because, you know, the sicknesses have been really bad. We just got done with like throwing up kind of sickness, and then we turn around and have a cold like the next week, and I'm like, oh my goodness, are we ever going to catch a break? But that's life. That's mom life, right? That's stay-at-home mom life. And if we sit here and we try to worry about where our money's going and how we're supposed to track it, it just makes life so much more stressful. So instead of sitting down and trying to do it yourself, or instead of trying to do the basic old-fashioned budget where everything is in one account, separate things out so you can see it. Create a paycheck plan so that it's reoccurring and you don't have to barely touch your finances, but to figure out where the leftover money needs to go, and to track and see where your bills are, like to make sure that your bills got paid, right? And then the rest can be so simple after that. And that is what I want for you. I want you to be able to run with a system that's going to help you stick with your budget without the stress and the worry and the feeling of defeat every time you fail at sticking to your budget, right? And I want you to know that that's normal and that's life, and that nothing ever goes as planned, hardly, right? Especially if you're a major planner like I am. I feel like I'm always trying to figure out how to solve my next problem because I wasn't able to stay on track of what I was trying to do, right? And so that is what I want for you, okay? So I kind of went down a rabbit hole, but I'm so passionate about you being able to stick to your budget in a way that's simple and easy, in a way that doesn't feel stressful and doesn't make you feel like you can't do it. I want you to feel like you can do it easily. Okay, I'm going to stop there before I continue down the ramp, but I pray that you have a blessed week, and I will see you right back here next Tuesday. Before you go, I hope this episode has ignited a fire inside of you, and I pray that it creates long-lasting impact. Did you know that you too can impact other one-income families? All you have to do is leave a written review, and you help get the podcast in the hands of other mamas in need. You can also text this episode to that friend who is also knee-deep in the same kind of chaos as you, and inspire them to make a change. Also, your review lets me know that you're enjoying the show, and that lights me up. I get so excited to hear from you. Another great way that we can connect, though, is through the One Income Family community over on Facebook. So after you're done leaving that 5-star review, head on over to the community, where you will find other mamas working their way out of the chaos. You can ask your questions and connect with others who truly understand what you are going through. I cannot wait to connect with you in the community. Until then, I will see you right here next week on another episode of the One Income Family Podcast.